A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, this message came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the house of the Lord and speak to the people of all the cities of Judah who come to worship in the house of the Lord. Whatever I command you, tell them and omit nothing. Perhaps they will listen and turn back, each from his evil way, so that I may repent of the evil I have planned to inflict upon them for their evil deeds. Say to them, thus says the Lord, if you disobey me, not living according to the law I placed before you, and not listening to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I send to you constantly, though you do not obey them, I will treat this house like Shiloh and make this city to which all the nations of the earth shall refer when cursing another. Now the priests, the prophets, and all the people heard Jeremiah speak these words in the house of the Lord. When Jeremiah finished speaking all that the Lord bade him speak to all the people, the priests and prophets laid hold of him, crying, "You must be put to death. Why do you prophesy in the name of the Lord? This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate and deserted." And all the people gathered about Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Lord, in your great love, answer me. Those outnumber the hairs of my head who hate me without cause. Too many for my strength are they who wrongfully are my enemies. Must I restore what I did not steal? Since for your sake I bear insult and shame covers my face, I have become an outcast to my brothers, a stranger to my mother's sons. Because zeal for the house, your house consumes me, and the insults of those who blaspheme you fall upon me. But I pray to you, O Lord, for the time of your favor, O God. In your greatness, answer me with your constant help.
Alleluia, alleluia. The word of the Lord remains forever. This is the word that has been proclaimed to you. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is his mother not named Mary? His brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own home." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Here in those two primary readings today, either side of the psalm, the first reading from Jeremiah and then that gospel reading from Matthew, Jeremiah preaching against the temple cult and their security, their false securities that they have there, calling them to conversion, right? And then Jesus in his preaching in the temple, in the synagogue rather, in his native place, and them asking the question, where did he get all this? Can lead us to a question, perhaps, on the surface level. Is to be a Christian or to be a witness to the gospel mean that you have to be an antagonist of sorts? Is to be a Christian an antagonist? I would suggest to us, friends, that there's a fundamental difference that we have to be attentive to when preaching the gospel between an antagonist and a protagonist. You see, in the world today, very often, if you are to preach the truth, you will be accused of being an antagonist. But this is not true. There is a fundamental difference between an antagonist and a protagonist. An antagonist can say, "This is what I'm against. I'm against all of these things. I'm against this, I'm against that. I'm against those things." Rather, you and I, friends, as Christians, called to be protagonists, we are to stand before the world with the truth and say, "This is what I am for. Not so much what I'm against, but this is what I stand for, the gospel, the truth." When Jesus preaches and teaches, he's telling us of the kingdom of heaven, something to aspire towards and something to bring about right here on earth. When Jeremiah is speaking in the temple area to these priests and scribes and prophets, other prophets, he's calling them to a deeper relationship and a greater fidelity to the covenant. He's calling them to something. And yes, consequently, with being for something, there is an inevitable list of no's as consequences. But rather, for you and I as Christians, always remember that distinction. To preach the good news is not to be someone who goes out into the streets and is simply capable of a litany of things we don't agree with and things we say no to. Because in that, you'll find yourself catching very little fish. But rather, if we can go out into the world, go out of these doors, and be able to articulate what brings us in here, and be able to articulate what we stand for and what we're striving toward, friends, perhaps maybe we'll actually get somewhere. So today, let's ask for the intercession of St. Ignatius of Loyola, whose feast day we celebrate, a great preacher and a great teacher of our church, asking that we would come to know in our preaching of the gospel the great gift that has been given to us, with the sole reason also of us giving it away and sharing it with others.